Thank you, Wim, for giving me some time to rest. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now on agenda item 16. And I wish to invite the Secretary for some announcements, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We may, well, some enthusiastic moments may be waiting for us. So if I postpone my housekeeping announcements at a later stage, there is a risk that I forget them. So let me go with three housekeeping announcements. First, this is a reminder that the members of Coordinating Committee for Africa are kindly invited to join a meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. in room 15. Members of Coordinating Committee of Africa will meet tomorrow at 8:30 in room 15. Secondly, the members from Asia, members from Asia will meet tomorrow in room 18. In room 18, from 1:30 p.m. until 2 p.m. Members of from Asia will meet in room 18 from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. The convener of the meeting is Indonesia, acting as coordinator for Asia. The third announcement is that members of the group of G77 are invited to attend a meeting of the group tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. in room 4. In room 4, up on the agenda is the elections of vice chair's post of the commission. The convener of the meeting is Malaysia on behalf of G77. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I have the microphone, I also like to clarify one point. In a few minutes, we are starting the business of the election of the chairperson. The election of the vice chairpersons will take place tomorrow, not today. The nomination form for the candidates for vice chairmanship will be obtained from me starting 9:30 tomorrow morning. Therefore, there is no business to conduct as regards the election of vice chairpersons today. There is an additional announcement that the member countries of Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean will meet tomorrow morning, 8:15. 8:15, quarter past 8, in room 16. Mr. Chairman, now we shall proceed with the election of the chairperson who will take the office at the end of this session. As I have announced earlier, there will be two candidates. There are two candidates for that post. One is Ms. Noraini Mohamed Othman from Malaysia. The other candidate is Ms. Karen Halbach from the United States. And I hope that interpreters could stay with us for five more minutes until I complete the explanation of the how the election will take place. Mr. Chairman, we have two candidates, and in accordance with the FAO procedures on the elections, we shall decide on this matter through a secret ballot. I will call the names of countries one by one in alphabetical order, and which delegation will vote first will be decided by the chairperson by a lot. And the member countries who have been called upon are kindly requested to proceed towards your right-hand side of the top table, where there will be officers of the Codex Secretariat, which will give you a ballot sheet, which contains the two names of the candidates. And in order that ballot paper is considered as valid, the voting delegate should mark X in a croix next to the name of the candidate of your choice. So do not put a cross next to the candidate you want to eliminate, but next to the candidate in whom you have full trust. Any ballot papers bearing additional marks, signs, letters may be considered as invalid. Mr. Chairman, and after the voting has been concluded, the vote counting of votes will take place in another room, which will again take at least half an hour or so. So I would like to kindly request the delegates to remain in the room, or you can go elsewhere, but come back by the time the results will be known. And those delegates who stay in the house are kindly requested to keep silent, because we will name the country one by one, and we need to be clear about who is voting at what moment. Mr. Chairman, the last business we have to conduct before proceeding with the voting is the nomination of tellers. We need to nominate two tellers who could volunteer to be a witness of the voting process as well as the counting of the votes, and the decision on matters as to what votes should be considered as valid or which votes are invalid will exclusively remain the competence of tellers. Because we have one candidate from ASEAN region and one candidate from North American region, the Secretariat could take the liberty to suggest that one teller be chosen from among the advisors of delegations coming from Europe and a second teller coming from Africa. Unfortunately, we have not had time to approach delegations and request their cooperation. Therefore, at this point of time, I return the microphone to Mr. Chairman so that we can elect two tellers, one from Europe and one from Africa, for example.
Thank you very much. Now we are in a position to nominate tellers. And if I can quickly ask for some volunteers, I see France has volunteered for Europe and for Africa, please.
Botswana
has volunteered for Africa, so France and Botswana will be our tellers. Thank you very much. Then, Secretary, can you continue, please, with explanation?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once the voting has started, it is not possible to stop the voting procedure. And as I explained earlier, it will be a rather time-consuming process of inviting the membership one by one to the voting booth. Therefore, we will lose our interpretation, and I try to communicate as much as I can using as many languages, well, there are not so many, as I can to accommodate and make the process clear. However, please understand that for the budgetary constraints, we are not able to ask the interpreters to stay with us until the end of the session. So maybe when we announce the results, we may need to use several languages to you, and we will do it ourselves from the top table. If there is any question as to the procedure, we can accommodate them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And can I quickly go to Botswana? Are you two in the group? Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to check that. And again, the issue of quorum. Secretary, please, how many are we in the room?
We have 137 countries registered for this session, which is a record. And the required quorum is the majority, in other words, 50% of these countries. And we see that, obviously, we have this quorum, and we can proceed with the voting. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Then we start with the voting process.
So thank you very much, interpreters, to have worked with us, and see you all tomorrow. At this moment, I will ask the chairman to take a lot and choose one country which will vote first, and then we will continue with in alphabetical order in English language. Mr. Chairman, please. The first country is Singapore. Singapore, please proceed to the voting booth.
Massage.
In the interest of time, I will call upon the next country to vote, which is Slovak Republic. Slovak Republic. Next country, Slovenia. Slovenia. Solomon Islands. Solomon Islands. South Africa. South Africa. Spain, España, Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka. Sudan, Sudan, Suriname, Suriname. Swaziland, Swaziland. Sweden, Sweden. Switzerland. Switzerland. Syrian Arab Republic. Syrian Arab Republic. Thailand. Thailand. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Togo. Togo. Tonga. Tonga. Trinidad y Tobago. Trinidad y Tobago. Tunisia. Tunisia. Turkey. Turkey. Uganda. Uganda. Ukraine. Ukraine. United Arab Emirates. United Arab Emirates. United Kingdom. United Kingdom. United Republic of Tanzania. United Republic of Tanzania. United States of America. United States of America. Uruguay, Uruguay. Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan. Vanuatu. Vanuatu. Venezuela. Venezuela. Vietnam. Vietnam. Yemen. Yemen. Zambia. Zambia. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Albania. Albania. L'Algérie. L'Algérie.
Photo.
Angola. Angola. Antigua and Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda. Argentina. Argentina. Armenia. Armenia. Australia. Australia. Austria. Austria. Bahamas. Bahamas. Bahrain. Bahrain. Bangladesh. Bangladesh. Barbados. Barbados. Belarus. Belarus. Belgium. La Belgique. Belize. Belize. Bénin, le Bénin, Bhoutan, Bhoutan, Bolivia, Bolivia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Botswana, Botswana, Brazil, Brazil, Brunei Darussalam, Brunei Darussalam, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Burkina Faso, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Burundi, Cambodia, Cambodia, Cameroon, Cameroon, Canada, le Canada, le Cap Vert, Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Central African Republic, la République Centrale Africaine, Tchad, le Tchad, Chile, Chile, Chongguo, Chongguo, Colombia, Colombia, Congo, Republic of Congo. Republic of Congo. Cook Islands. Cook Islands. Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Le Côte d'Ivoire, le Côte d'Ivoire. Croatia, Croatia. Cuba, Cuba. Cyprus, Cyprus. Czech Republic, Czech Republic. Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Democratic Republic of the Congo. Democratic Republic of the Congo. Denmark, Denmark. Dominica, Dominica. Dominican Republic, Dominican Republic. Ecuador, Ecuador. Egypt, Egypt. El Salvador, El Salvador.
Nobody is moving, but I call the names.
El Salvador. Equatorial Guinea, Guinea Equatorial. Eritrea, Eritrea. Estonia, Estonia. Thank you. Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Fiji. Fiji. Finland. Finland. La France. Le Gabon. Le Gabon. Gambia. Gambia. Georgia. Georgia. Germany. Deutschland. Ghana. Ghana. Greece. Greece. Grenada. Grenada. Guatemala. Guatemala. Guinea. Guinea. Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau. Guyana. Guyana. Le Haïti. Le Haïti. Honduras. Honduras. Norway. Norway. You are right. My apologies. My apologies. I jumped one page. Kindly, I would kindly ask Norway to hold on. We have in studio in H. Hungary. Hungary. Iceland. India. Indonesia. Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran. Iraq. Ireland. Israel. Italia. Jamaica. Japan. Jordan. Kazakhstan. Kenya. Kiribati. Kuwait. Kyrgyzstan. Lao People's Democratic Republic, Laos. Latvia. Lebanon, le Liban. Lesotho. Lesotho. Liberia. Liberia. Libya, Libyan Arab Jamahiriya, Lithuania, Lithuania, Luxembourg. Luxembourg, Madagascar, Madagascar, Malawi, Malawi. The Maldives, the Maldives, Malaysia, Malaysia, Le Mali, Le Mali. Malta, Malta, Mauritania, la Mauritanie, la Mauritanie. Mauritius, Mauritius, Mexico, Mexico, Federated States of Micronesia, Micronesia, Mongolia, Mongolia, Le Maroc, le Maroc, Mozambique, Mozambique. Myanmar. Namibia. Nepal. The Netherlands. New Zealand. Nicaragua. Le Niger. Nigeria. Norway. Oman. Pakistan. Panama. Papua New Guinea. Paraguay. Peru. The Philippines. Poland. Portugal. Qatar. Republic of Korea. Republic of Moldova. Romania. Russian Federation. Rwanda. Saint Kitts and Nevis. Saint Lucia. Saint Vincent and the Grenadines. Samoa. Saudi Arabia. Le Senegal. Serbia and Montenegro. My apologies. Serbia. Seychelles. Sierra Leone. Llamo los nombres del país ausentes. I will call again the name of the countries which were absent during the first call. J'appelle maintenant les noms des pays qui ont été absents durant le premier cycle de votation. Silence, please. Antigua and Barbuda. Antigua and Barbuda. Bahamas. Bahamas. Belarus. Belarus. Benin. Le Bénin. Cape Verde. Le Cap Vert. Central African Republic. La République centrale-africaine. Le Tchad. Le Tchad. République du Congo. République du Congo. Cook Islands. Cook Islands. Croatia. Croatia. Dominica. Dominica. Guinea Equatorial. Eritrea. Ethiopia. Fiji. Fiji. Le Gabon. Gambia. Grenada. Guinea. Guinea-Bissau. Guyana. Kiribati. Liberia. Madagascar. Federated States of Micronesia. Micronesia. Mongolia. Namibia. Russian Federation. Russian Federation. Saint Kitts and Nevis. Saint Kitts and Nevis. Saint Lucia. Saint Lucia. Saint Vincent and the Grenadines. Saint Vincent and the Grenadines. Samoa. Seychelles. Sierra Leone. Solomon Islands. Swaziland. Trinidad and Tobago. La Trinidad y Tobago. Vanuatu. Mr. Chairman, the voting has been completed. Now the tellers will retire to another office to count the votes. At this moment, I would invite one representative each from the delegation of Malaysia and the delegation from United States to join the tellers, and they can observe the vote counting process.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now continuing with agenda item 16. The tellers have done their job, and we are in a position to announce the results. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The results of the secret ballot is as follows. Number of ballot papers issued, 138. Number of ballot papers issued, 138. Number of ballot papers returned. Number of ballot papers returned, 138. Number of defective ballot papers. Number of defective ballot papers, 0. Number of valid ballot papers. Number of valid ballot papers, 138. Number of abstentions. Number of abstentions, 1. Number of valid votes cast. Number of valid votes cast, 137. 137. Majority required. Majority required, 69. 69. Votes for Karen Halbach. Votes for Karen Halbach, 85. 85. Votes for Noraini Osman. Votes for Noraini Osman, 52. 52. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Karen Halbach has been elected as the next chairperson of the Codex Alimentaris Commission.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and my congratulations to Ms. Halbach Karen. And ladies and gentlemen, we now adjourn the business of the day. Malaysia, please.
Dr. Claude Mosha, Chair of the Codex Alimentaris Commission, distinguished delegates to the 31st session of the Codex Alimentaris Commission, ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely congratulate Ms. Karen Halbach on being elected as the chairperson of the Commission. I believe she will do her best to serve the interests of the nation. Please be assured that Malaysia will provide support to Karen on further and advancing the objectives of the Commission, and I will personally continue to contribute actively to the work of Codex through Malaysia. I wish Karen all the best in her new leadership role in the Commission. With that, I thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia, and the United States of America, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving us this opportunity. The United States of America would like to personally thank Malaysia for the work they have done with Codex, the committees they have sponsored, and for the fine service as a vice chair for all these years. And we congratulate them on running a good campaign. We look forward to continuing to work for them. I'm speaking for the United States of America, not for Dr. Hulebeck, who I'm sure will be making her own statements as time is appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, United States of America. And now I adjourn the business of the day, and we meet tomorrow morning at 9:30 sharp. Thank you very much.